This is Miss Lily, and today we're going to be discussing the different types of SVH Part 5. There have been some fun stops in the Small Penis Humiliation Safari. Can you remember all the different teeny weenies we've explored? Feel free to check out Parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the Small Penis Humiliation series if you're just now joining us or would like a refresher. Today, we'll be exploring another pair of unique short shafts. Sissy clitties and anatomical realists. The sissy clitty cock. This individual may have started as a pantied pin dick, but they progressed from knowing they're not equipped to be a man to deciding they'd prefer not to be one, period. They love being reminded of how small they are, how perfectly they fit in panties, and how it's proof positive they were born to be a sissy bitch. They rejoice in sissification and feminization, and the liberating experience of not even having to try to live up to a masculine ideal they're not equipped for, and know they'll never be. Some even take additional steps in sissification beyond wardrobe and cosmetics, such as hormones or gender reassignment, to make their transition from not equipped to be a man to femme fabulous permanent. The anatomical realists. These individuals aren't interested in small penis humiliation, so much as figuring out how to make the most of the little they've got. They want to please their partners, either current or the one hoped for in the future, but they know that they're facing an uphill battle because they've got significantly less to offer a woman in bed than the average guy. In their case, I tend to focus on ways to mitigate their micropenis, usually through a combination of different methods, such as developing exceptional oral and manual dexterity skills, and never skimping on foreplay, using a penis extender or cock sleeve to give extra inches in length and girth. It also helps with stamina if lack of it is an issue. Using a store-bought cock, whether a dildo or strap-on, for the most stunted of stiffies. Don't forget the other toy. Vibrator, sensation play, magic wands. And consider if cuckolding is right for you, aka outsource fucking to someone who can do the job properly, so you can focus on the things that you're actually good at pleasing your partner with. This is Miss Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.